Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in this morning's newspapers.
The Irish Times leads today with the line that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin is due in Belfast today for talks aimed at breaking the political deadlock caused by unionist concerns over the Northern Ireland Protocol and restoring a functioning executive at Stormont. Following the UK's announcement that it will begin legislating to set aside parts of the protocol it agreed as part of the UK's departure from the EU, we're told that Irish officials who have been in contact with their counterparts in London have expressed pessimism about finding a solution in the weeks ahead. An increase in the cost of tickets to festivals and agriculture shows by as much as 10% this summer generates the lead story in the Irish Independent. A hike in insurance premiums by up to 25% is being blamed. And the rising cost of diesel is covered in the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. The cost of diesel has risen to a record high of more than €2 a litre in many filling stations around the country, which is a 40% increase on this time last year. The Irish Sun leads with the line that tens of thousands of people could be facing holiday chaos as officials battle to issue 195,000 passports. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mirror reports that medics here are on high alert after 9 cases of the monkeypox virus were detected in Britain. The virus is a relatively mild disease with symptoms which include fever, sweats and shakes and a flu-like condition. Daniel's doomed, that's a headline on the front of the Irish Daily Star, where it's reported that Gardaí have received a huge amount of intelligence from criminals in Ireland in response to the $5 million reward for information leading to the arrest of members of the Kinahan cartel. For its lead story this morning, the Irish Examiner reports on the trial of Sonia Egan from Killeen's County Cork, who faces sentencing at Cork Circuit Criminal Court for harassing former Sinn Féin TD Jonathan O'Brien and community worker Laura O'Connell on fake online accounts. The 43-year-old used 20 different profiles and contacted Mr. O'Brien more than 5,500 times over a 6-month period. The Irish News leads with an interview with Fine Gael Dublin Rathdown TD Neil Richmond, in which he talks about a generational shift within his party, which has made it more amenable to campaigning for Irish unity. The Belfast Telegraph bases its lead story on parking fines, reporting on accusations that some traffic wardens are being overzealous. The paper highlights a road in Belfast which tops the list for parking fines. One street, one year, 1,250 fines for parking is the headline there. And finally, the Times, Examiner and Independent all run with pictures in their front pages this morning of Roscommon woman Lisa O'Rourke and Dundalk's Amy Broadhurst, dressed in their green tracksuits, showing off the gold medals they won yesterday at the Women's World Boxing Championships in Turkey. And the Independent also runs with another picture of Lisa in the ring immediately after she'd been declared a winner, where she's jumping for joy.